Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. This is the broadcast for June 6th, hour two of two. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me. I should say former Sheriff Richard Mack. Now he's president and founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. Become a member today. That's the CSPOA. Join today, would you please? Last hour, we talked with a good sheriff. I got two headlines for the sheriff. Listen to what I wrote for the show notes and see if you think they're satisfactory here. The first headline says, Sheriff Richard Mack sets incredible example when dealing with the Earth First, Red River Rendezvous almost 30 years ago. That's the first headline. Second one says, have you heard about the only law enforcement Earth First basketball game played in history? Good question. Those are the two headlines that I've got for it, Sheriff.
That's a great headline.
Well, really? I mean, because look, even if law enforcement has played other people or other circumstances or whatever, I don't know that the Earth Firsters and law enforcement have ever come together for a basketball game before, ever.
I'm positive they have not. Except
and if they have, I want someone to show me wrong and I'll get on the air and admit that I hadn't a clue. And I'm so delighted to learn about it. It's shocking. Then we'll have on the law enforcement folks and the World Firsters Earth Firsters at the same time. We'll do that. Yeah. By the way, did Zach play in that game? Zach Carter, we mentioned, came around and really didn't like the sheriff or law enforcement or government or anything else when he was with the Earth First folks. Then later he came around and felt like, wow, they were impressive. Did he play? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'd have to ask him. I don't remember if I ever asked him that. I don't think I did.
I'm just interested to know if he played and secondly, if he was any good.
Yeah.
And now Zach Carter has worked with Ben Swan. And he kind of has a different view. And so, you know, Zach has evolved and grown in his understanding. So have we all. And our whole point to bring up last hour isn't to trash current law enforcement. It is to say there is a better way. Brothers and sisters, there are solutions if you think outside the box. This is Solutions Radio. Don't you dare say all we do is talk about things, but none of our views, none of our discussions or our proposals or our solutions, don't you dare say none of them are relevant in the real world. They're just talk because the sheriff was there almost 30 years ago, and it did work. And it goes down in history as one of the modern peaceful solutions for America today that could set real policy going forward, ladies and gentlemen, in a way that de-escalates, in a way that provides education and training and opportunity and hope and really teaches law enforcement to have the long view here. And the long view says, we're not going to crush your head because we're angry or we believe you deserve payback or we believe you're disruptive and it needs to stop or we're going to make an example out of you. It takes the long view that says we're all children of God and we have God-given rights. And even if I'm elected or appointed, I don't have any rights or authority to violate common decency, morality, and my oath of office. And that's really the standard that was set in those experiences. And that's the standard set at the Supreme Court when Sheriff Richard Mack beat Bill Clinton as well, saying, look, President, I know you think you got authority, and you do, but there are jurisdictional boundaries here, and several of us have authority. Power is divided intentionally by the Founding Fathers, and we're going to find out just how much. And Antonin Scalia and the other judges said, yeah, Sheriff, you're right. President Bill Clinton, you're wrong. There are jurisdictional boundaries. There are dual sovereignties. There are. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But I'm telling you, that court case, Supreme Court win by the good sheriff and this basketball game set up and this dealing with the Earth First crew, there's some examples to be set by sheriffs. Now, let me make one more point, then we'll move on. But I want to make this point. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, all the sheriffs around the country that believe believe that Sheriff Richard Mack is promoting violence or any, you see in reality on videos. I'm telling you right now, you put all the videos that I've seen back to back, and you're talking about an hour of coverage, if you will, of the sheriff and his staff dealing peacefully with some of the most frustrating people you can get. I mean, they are trained in the tactics of getting under the skin of police officers and of civil disobedience and of walking the line enough to be criminal, but not so far as to have real crimes. Spiking trees, well, how much of a real crime 30 years ago? It may not have been what it is today. Shoplifting, yeah, but, you know, come on. Someone comes into your town and needs to eat. How do you blame them? Okay, they walk the line intentionally to where they cause mischief, they cause trouble, they disrupt, they delay, they cost a lot of money, they take a ton of time, but yet they just kind of borderline do this intentionally, knowing full well, and the restraint was amazing. And I bring this up because any of those people, Southern Poverty Law Center, or all the articles that I've read about, oh, the constitutional sheriffs think they're God and they're more powerful than anybody. And you know what? They border on violence. And you know what? These videos put all that to reality check 101, Sheriff.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it was an amazing time where the community came together because the athletic director at Eastern Arizona College, who let us do this, I wondered if he was going to want to get involved in it at all. And he was my former football coach at the same college. And we'd always maintained a good relationship, and I loved the man. And he passed away about 3 years ago, and I went to his funeral. And it was because people believed in the community that we lived in and wanted to try. You know, he didn't have to help me, and he didn't have to open up the college. And I'm sure it cost a few hundred dollars for them to provide the towels and the electricity to have the lights on. And, you know, I was really grateful to him and for the community coming together for that. So, yeah, it was a great piece of working together in a community, and that's what I took from it. And I will tell you, and Pat Carter could probably vouch for this too, some of those Earth Firsters didn't like me. Even when I was doing some of these things to make sure they weren't hurt, they would get in my face. One guy got up in my face and he goes, "You don't know a damn thing about civil disobedience or how to handle protesters." And you know, he was, just like you said, trying to get under my skin. And this group was good at trying to get under the skin of law enforcement. And nevertheless, we stayed true to not attacking them and not hurting them.
Anyway, one other interesting tidbit. So this girl drives up and she's like, "Can I drive on this road?" And eventually you get her out of her car. And then what, you take the car and move it somewhere to park it? And they're like, "Hey, they stole my car."
I got in and drove it off to the side of the road so we could get the construction people up to the top of the mountain where they had to start clearing the trees.
Yeah, she was using her car to try to disrupt traffic and everything else. And the bottom line, though, is that, you know, she tried to say that the sheriff stole her car. All he did was get in it and move it to the side of the road because she refused to do it. But I bring this up, though, because that's what I'm talking about. "You stole my car. You don't have any. Can the cops steal?" And they're going on like this and stuff.
She was right. I didn't have her permission to drive the vehicle. I didn't. But
you had every permission to stop the impeding of traffic and every right to remove obstructions so that traffic could flow and everything else. And you didn't, like, take the car. You just moved it out of the way where she was unwilling to do it herself.
Yeah, it was a piece of junk anyway. I wouldn't want it. That's why I didn't steal it. That's why, no.
So, yeah, otherwise you could have used eminent domain and just taken that sucker.
Yeah, huh? I mean, I could have impounded it and brought a tow truck up there. It would have taken hours to do that, but... No.
Yeah, and it could have shown power and authority and who's in charge. Okay, but you didn't do any of that. You just simply said, "Come on, ma'am." And you know what? She's got to be grateful that her car wasn't impounded, too.
Yeah, and you know, I asked her to move it several times, and she wouldn't do it. Don't I have a right to drive here? And say, "Yeah, drive it out of the way." And but anyway, it was just another fun incident that happened with them, and they didn't expect me to handle it the way I did. And, of course, if you do anything, if you touch them or anything, they start yelling and chanting. The whole world is watching because, yeah, they made sure they filmed everything.
Yeah, that just turns out 30 years later to be the training videos of the future, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you. Become a member of CSPOA today. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. All right, another topic that I want to get to. The guy's name is Carl Mankey. Sheriff?
Yeah. Another hair salon hero. There's two of them. There's Shelley Luther from Dallas, Texas, and there's Carl Mankey from Owosso, Michigan. And he has, he's 77 years old, Sam. You would think that, man, he would just want to have peace and retire. And, oh, you know, I don't want to go to court. I don't want to go to jail. And no, he stood his ground. What a humble, peaceful man. He's very mild-mannered. He just wants his rights. Damn. He just wants to go to work at age 77. You would think that Governor Whitmer, the little dictator she is, that she's appointed herself to be, would want to gain have a relationship with him and say, sit down with him and say, what can we do to appease you, to make sure that your business is okay and that you're still helping us stay safe. And they could have worked out a program. But no, she always wants to double down and put her thumb on people and put her boots on somebody's neck. And she would always double down. When people were standing for freedom, she always would double down and make it worse. Well, okay, we're going to really shut you down now, and we're going to make the shutdown longer now because of you jerks not supporting me. And what a horrible leader. What an absolute little dictator she became. And I really love this man. He hasn't been asking for press or more people from all over the world to come get a haircut from him, so he's making a bunch of money. He just wants to go about his job. He wants to be left alone. And man, when we get back from the break, I want to quote exactly what the Supreme Court in Michigan said.
Roger that, sir. You got it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, nationally syndicated radio network, LovingLiberty.net.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the sh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, playing to the tune of America. How do you like that? Freedom, baby, you got to dig it. Speaking of freedom, Carl Mankey standing up big time. Who's he, you may ask? He's the 77-year-old barber in Michigan. And he says, hey, man, you know what? You're not going to shut me down, Governor Whitmer. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to haul me off to jail if you do. I'm just not doing that. Well, anyway, they went to court, and the sheriff's got the details, sir.
Well, I think he won the first round, and he lost the second round bad. And the whole way the governor was going after him, she had the licensing bureau of the state revoke his license to be in business. They arrested him. He was always being attacked by this lady. And let this be an example of what the liberal left and the Democrats will do to people. They are pro-violence, pro-control, pro-being dictators. We give the orders. You do what we tell you. These are typical examples of people who do not understand the Constitution or understand the proper role of government. And what we are here for in government is to serve the people, by, for, and of the people. Theirs was by, for, and of the government. And this is completely an amazing example of what dictators do and what the Democrats do. And now, of course, Biden is considering her as a vice president candidate. And so, of course, she's going to try to play out even more about how she is good at being a dictator. And then he, of course, he kept going, and he had a lawyer helping him, and it sounds like he had a good lawyer. And they took it to the Michigan Supreme Court. And the Michigan Supreme Court, Sam, in a unanimous decision, 7-0, and that means Republicans and Democrats alike on that highest court in the state, and I guarantee you they're not all Republicans. I guarantee you they are not. And here they said 7-0. No, this has gone too far. And this is what the court, one of the members of the court said. It is incumbent, and this needs to be repeated as much as my quote from my own Supreme Court decision, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. This guy has said something that has got to go viral. And so far it's not, but we've got to make it happen. Quote, it is incumbent on the courts to ensure decisions are made according to the rule of law and not hysteria. One hopes that this great principle, essential to any free society, including ours, will not itself become yet another casualty of COVID-19, end quote.
Man. Wow.
That almost brings a tear to my eye.
That sounds Antonin Scalia-esque, as in your case.
Yeah, it really does. It's John M. Roll-esque, and it's Antonin Scalia-esque. Yes, absolutely. I love it. I'm gonna write an article about that sentence.
Let me know. I'll publish it on Liberty Roundtable Live and other places as well. So let me understand this, because I'm a little bit confused. So he got shut down by the governor. He went and, you know, cut hair anyway. They all went to court. Then they lost, and then he appealed, and he won. And now there's an appeal again, and he lost? Or where do we stand?
Yeah, right now, this court didn't rule on every little thing, but they sent it back to the other court, and the order of the court was straighten this out and follow the rule of law.
Well, my response to the judge, who's spot on the point, though, but don't send it back to the dictators and the thugs that literally got it wrong in the first place that you had to overrule. Why would you do a thing like that?
Well, he's saying, with this in mind, I mean, this kind of is the backdrop to the whole thing. You need to follow the rule of law and not the hysteria. Because, Sam, the hysteria really has been in California where people have been losing these suits. Even one against religion, that the governor could shut down religious services. The courts have said, oh, yeah, well, in time of an emergency, then the governor can do this sort of thing. So we've had conflicting, and we knew we would, conflicting rulings from these different courts because of what this judge, Judge Viviano, has said, that you're allowing the rule of law to be another casualty of COVID-19. And what a great term to use, a casualty.
Yeah, you're letting the rule of law be destroyed by hysteria. Because really, there are no facts on COVID-19. There's debate if it's even a virus, Seraph.
Yeah, there's all sorts of, you're right. I think that's a very intuitive way to put it, because there's no agreement on what this disease is, whether it's a virus, how many people it's really killed.
What the responses should be, to mask or not to mask, Sheriff. To vaccinate or not to vaccinate, sir. To be or not to be, alive or dead, right?
Right. And to be locked down in your home, the dangers of that. And people have honest people have actually done an analysis of that. Depression, alcoholism,
spousal abuse,
and yes, domestic disputes and domestic arrests and you know, calling police and calls for police to go to homes and suicide because of the loss of jobs and whatnot. And it has been widely talked about and ruled that one of the most traumatic things that can happen to an individual is to lose their job. And look at what government did during this time. Millions and millions of jobs taken
away. Well, they say it was up to 43 million before the slight turnaround. They're now saying that, hey, 2.5 million jobs were added, and so it's starting to go the other way. I hope that's true. But, Sheriff, when we get 43 million people out of work, these people care for the rest of the 300-plus million people in America, too. Okay, we're talking about adults with jobs. These are household incomes we're talking about, right?
Exactly. How do you destroy a society and destroy people's will to work? And with that, you destroy some in some cases, you destroy their will to live. And that's what they've done. And they've ignored that, and largely, except President Trump did talk about that. And he talked about that weeks ago, how destructive this shutdown could be. And I'm telling you, I'm really afraid they're going to try to do it again. And I'm sure they're going to try it again before the election.
Yeah, what they're going to say is it's coming back. Everybody, you know, went to Vegas and gambled and partied, and you know, everybody kind of let go too quick. They're all into entertainment, and they're selfish, and they're going to kill everybody. And you know what? For the good of the people, so that the rebound or the whatever doesn't resurgence doesn't happen, we've got to kind of, you know, take action now. That's what they're going to try to say. But I'm very concerned. Here's what I think you ought to do, Sheriff. Why don't we somehow see if you can't go to Michigan, which is Ted Nugent's home state? Why don't we see if we can't get a few people together and get Carl Mankey and Shelley together, and you know, maybe we can do some pretty cool things. We gotta bring Carl into the mix.
It showed a picture of that story. It showed a picture with Shelley with Carl.
Yeah, now we just need you and Ted with them.
Yeah, so yeah, now we need to add this to it. And as you know, I did speak with Shelley yesterday, and what a great lady, and she's all willing to join with me and Ted in doing whatever we need to do. And she says, you let me know, I'll rearrange my schedule. And over the weekend, she was speaking in Connecticut. She just gets home from Connecticut tomorrow.
And, yeah, so there's real opportunities here, and I'm telling you, Carl's a hero. We got to reach out and find a way to get a hold of Carl Mankey. Is he free or is he in jail right now?
Oh, no, he's free.
He's free, right?
He's been working. Yeah, even when his license was suspended or revoked to own a business.
How do you roll to his business? We got to get the phone number and get a hold of Carl.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know our good constitutional sheriff there can hook us up with this man. He's not in his county, but he's in a neighboring county, and that's Sheriff Darleaf. He knows this man, and he can hook us up with him.
All right, anyway, let's get that done and close the loop on that. I think that would be really tremendous. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you've got a few good judges here. They're far and few between. I get it. I understand. But I'm telling you right now, Carl Mankey, the 77-year-old barber, Michigan barber, just won at the Supreme Court. It's battling back and forth. We'll see what's going to happen in the end on this thing. No doubt it's a mixed bag, but you got that governor whacked out Whitmer over there. This lady is whacked. She's shutting down Carl. So two people can't go into a business, meaning Carl and the person he's cutting hair for. They can't be together because of Corona. You got to shut him down. But yet she stands. Listen, there's photos where she's standing shoulder to shoulder with the rioters. And there, some of them are wearing masks, but they're not social distancing. And some of them aren't even wearing masks. And Governor Whitmer's right in the middle of it, Sheriff. Did you see that?
Yes, and Biden was bailing some of these rioters out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Do as I say, not as I do. Might be the idea of these elitist thugs. They got to be stopped, I'll tell you right now. The rule of law, freedom, the Constitution, lovingliberty.net, ladies and gentlemen.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to see the energy of the protests following the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis put into definitive actions.
New York should pass what we call the Say Their Name reform agenda.
The proposed law would make police officers' disciplinary records transparent, definitively ban police chokeholds, make false race-based 911 calls a hate crime, and codify that the state attorney general must act as an independent prosecutor for all police murder cases. With huge protests in Washington, D.C., the Pentagon told National Guardsmen deployed in the Capitol not to use firearms or ammunition. Also, Defense Secretary Mark Esper ordered the remaining active duty soldiers who'd been on standby in the D.C. area back to their home base. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges. Charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has formally clinched the Democratic presidential nomination following Tuesday's presidential primaries. Biden took on President Trump over his Rose Garden comments, suggesting George Floyd would think it was a great day in terms of equality. Touting better-than-expected May employment figures, President Trump connected that to George Floyd's death.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden responded to the president.
George Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe," have echoed all across this nation and quite frankly around the world. For the president to try to put any other words in the mouths of George Floyd, I frankly think is despicable.
John Hopkins University finds new cases of COVID-19 are now rising faster worldwide. For the past week, there's been over 100,000 cases a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we got to commend Carl Menke. Go, Carl, buddy, come on. We believe in appropriate civil disobedience, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the governor has no right to literally go out and get involved in protest, avoiding social distancing, literally out there with hundreds, if not thousands of people. And the governor says Carl can't cut hair. Because him and the person, let's say that he wants to cut Richard Mack's hair. So the good sheriff goes in there and it's Carl and the sheriff. They can't do that. Oh, no, COVID. Shut them down. But yet this governor thug can run around with hundreds and thousands of people and violate social distancing, Sheriff? I mean, this is insanity.
It is, and it just shows you how far government can get when you allow them to. And, Sam, please allow me. I'm gonna quote this thing again. I think it bears quoting. That we have
Amen,
to say
sir.
100 times. It is incumbent on the court to ensure decisions are made according to the rule of law, not hysteria. One hopes that this great principle, essential to any free society, including ours, will not itself become yet another casualty of COVID-19. Man, Sam, I love that judge who said that. It is so right in the heart of what's going on in our country today. And what scares me is that people are actually supporting these types of governors as Whitmer and Newsom and Northam from Virginia. Oh my gosh, that guy drives me crazy. That become dictators, and these Democrats who support this kind of thing. And there's been some Republicans too. Don't get me wrong. But believe me, I am sick and tired of any Democrat or any Republican who thinks it's okay to violate the Constitution or the God-given rights of anyone and then make excuses as to why they do. Oh, no. COVID-19 is not the problem here. The problem here is out of control, unconstitutional government.
Now, here's the interesting thing. The headline says, Michigan Governor Whitmer violates her own social distancing order. And they say during civil rights march, but I changed it to during protests. I don't know that this is a civil rights march when property is being destroyed all over the place, Sheriff. The problem is, I understand what she's trying to say, but when she violates her own order, and then, you know, you got this, a lot of these things are going violent and everything else, and I understand the desire to be peaceful. I get it. But what is she thinking, Sheriff?
Well, she's thinking she's going to do anything that the leftists are supporting. And so she's out there supporting them in their leftist movement and their violence. See, Sam, her whole thing is about control and fear. And so she's, of course, supporting those who are peddling more fear. And of course she got in the middle of that because that's who she is. And she wants to be a part of that. And man, that she could be so hypocritical saying to Carl Menke, but you have to shut your business down. And even though you're doing this in a very peaceful manner, and there was a group of militia that tried to protect him at the very beginning, and they did indeed, but they still revoked his license and told him he couldn't do it, and he stood peacefully against it all the way, and what an amazing man. I do want to go shake that man's hand.
Now, it turns out the Whitmer and her lieutenant governor both did this.
And the attorney general.
Okay, now
the attorney general for the state of Michigan really went after Carl Menke also.
I don't understand it. She just said, "Hey, I felt like I had to support these people." But the problem is, Carl can't cut hair, but she can literally do this.
You can go be with the rioters, but no.
What if you cut a rioter's hair?
He can't cut my hair.
All you got to do is say you're a rioter, and then can he cut your hair?
Oh, probably. That then she'll open somebody up to do that, yeah. But I guarantee you she had her hair cut and done.
Now, Whitmer says the police have bunker mentality at Detroit March Against Police Brutality. I mean, this lady is off the charts.
Yeah.
Now, don't worry, though. The state's contacting tracing efforts is asking individuals who test positive for the virus if they have been in any group settings and if they have participated in any protests. The answer is, yeah, I was hanging out with you just a minute ago, Whitmer. I mean, it's nuts, Sheriff.
It is nuts. It's complete insanity. That word comes up a lot in describing what's going on in our country right now. And the hypocrisy and the back and forth on what this disease is. And, I mean, everybody's head spinning as to what this supposed virus really is. And I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying it isn't a virus. All I'm saying is doctors and some of the best experts have said the opposite.
Yeah, and they're debating it till the cows come home. And so I don't have a, you know, if Whitmer really believes that social distancing is the answer and wearing masks is the answer and staying home is the answer, she has the right to believe that. What she doesn't have the right to do is shut down Carl's ability to support himself and his family when she literally goes out and rubs shoulder to shoulder with hundreds of people. I mean, even if he were to make appointments and say, listen, I'm gonna only do, eight haircuts a day. I'm going to set them an hour apart. It's only going to be me and, you know, the person I cut their hair and the whatever at a time, or two or three people at a time. You know, the comparative is shocking. When he's shut down, possibly arrested, fined, going to court, and Whitmer's just running around going, hey, we got to support the. It's just insanity. How many cases will be traced back to these riots or protests or whatever you want to call them? And if it does spread the virus, then shame on the governor. If it doesn't spread the virus, I'm going to say that again, then you know what? She doesn't have a leg to stand on, Sheriff, for her, quote, edict, her dictatorial, tyrannical order.
Yeah, well, none of these Democrat dictators care if they have a leg to stand on. What they care about is the bottom line. The end justifies the means, as long as they can get control. And, yeah, don't think that the end is public safety. Don't think that it's public health. The end is control and that I win. Sam, how many times have I told you on your show, it is a matter of their winning, not what kind of benefit they provide the people. They do not care about the people. They care about winning.
And you tell me this, and I know you're right, but, sir, in a constitutional republic where we don't believe in kings and queens, where we don't believe in classes of people and elitism, where we believe in the rule of law and checks and balances, I agree with you, but I can't accept that we can allow that to continue.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, too. I don't accept it, and obviously Carl Menke didn't accept it, and Shelley Luther didn't accept it, and the minister who got arrested, Rodney Howard Brown, down in Florida, he didn't accept it, and I can't believe that there's sheriffs that accept this. And man, if there was ever a time in our history, Sam, that we need the constitutional sheriff,
amen to that. Amen. We need 3,000 of them, sir.
Yeah, if we had 1,000 constitutional sheriffs, Sam, you and I wouldn't even be having this conversation now. We would have already ended this. It would be over. We would have won. Our Constitution would be back and restored as the supreme law of the land.
All right. Now, these extreme, whacked out, crazy, psychotic liberals, ladies and gentlemen, you know what they're calling for now? They're calling for to flat out shut down police departments and flat out defund the police. And so there's a guy in Tarrant County. He's a sheriff there. His name is Bill Wayborn, right?
Yeah, I know him, and I endorsed him when he first ran, and he's been a great sheriff, and that's right outside Dallas.
All right, so he joined the Daily Caller's Stephanie Hamill, and they discussed on a podcast the growing movement to defund the police. And so there's a big discussion about this. So they're literally talking about shutting down this Minnesota Police Department or whatever, where all this went down. They're talking about literally defunding police departments all over the country. First off, before I give you Bill Wayborn's response, I want to hear your response, Sheriff. In my personal opinion, this is the height of insanity.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do for protection and patrols and when somebody has a domestic dispute? Who goes to that? What are you going to do? Call an earth burster? I don't get how insane that is. But look, we don't need to shut any police down. What we need is the police to be properly trained.
Now, I agree that some reduce in funding so they don't start buying military vehicles and, you know, turning themselves into military units and stuff like that. I can understand a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Okay, but the idea to defund the police or to shut down police departments, you are going to have absolute mayhem in the land.
Well, I'll tell you what they're after when you get back.
All right, we'll do it. Bill Wayborn responds, too. We'll give you his comments.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the whacked-out extremists now, ladies and gentlemen, are literally saying, let's defund police departments and sheriff's departments all over the country. Let's go ahead and just shut them down. Sheriff, these people are off their rockers crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what they're after. They're after the exact same thing that Connecticut did. And that's what I told Shelley when I talked to her. I said, you got to understand that they got rid of sheriffs in Connecticut about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit over that. They voted the office through the support of all the politicians in the state, especially the state legislature. And it wasn't all of them, but Sheriff Arpaio actually went out there and testified at their legislature and said they were making the biggest mistake of their lives. And indeed, he was correct. So they got rid of sheriffs in Connecticut, and that's exactly what they're trying to do in, what state was that, Michigan or New York?
Well, they're talking about it all over the country in different departments
now. Yeah.
So they want, and Minnesota is the one that they were really saying should be shut down, because remember, that's where this carnage for Floyd happened, right?
Yes. Well, what they're after is they're after the same thing that Connecticut achieved, and that is they basically just have the state police and some police departments. But what they want is they want one state police where it's kind of just unilateral. One state, one police to cover the whole state. And so there's no one that is accountable to the people, but only back to the legislature and to the governor. It'll be just like the highway patrol controls the whole state.
Let me explain this. It'll be unified on steroids.
That's exactly right.
Sheriff, I can't imagine this in America, sir.
No. And it's the antithesis. Completely 100% the antithesis of a constitutional republic where the people are in charge. Again, this movement to destroy the foundation of America is afoot and very obvious, and some people don't even realize it's happening, and some of the people that are doing it don't even realize what they're doing because they're so addicted and focused on presenting a solution when it all is about their lust for control and power. And that would really get it if they could just have one police agency for the entire state. That's where they're headed.
All right, let me kind of highlight this unified on steroids point very clearly. Let me just make this very clear so people get it. In America, we believe in a separation of powers scenario where power is divided among government agencies, government elected and appointed people, vertically and horizontally. Vertically in the sense of the feds versus the states, horizontal in terms of the 50 states and in terms of the three branches of government, okay? So there's several horizontal divides and there's a vertical divide as well. And the goal is to make sure nobody gets too powerful. That's the idea behind the checks and balances. That's the brilliance behind these wonderful constitutional provisions that our founding fathers bled and died for, gave their fortunes and their sacred honors for, okay? And now what they're trying to do is obliterate that. And let me put it in perspective for you. ladies and gentlemen. Now, Sheriff, listen to this. You've got 3,000 sheriffs in America about. You'd probably have more like 3,500 if certain states didn't completely obliterate them, and et cetera, et cetera. But you take that and you reduce it to 50 different governmental police forces for the 50 states. And then you create a federal one that would battle over power with those 50 states as well to see who has, quote, jurisdictional dominance. So you'd have 51 battling entities, and then you might end up with eventual regional police organizations that would, you know, deal with several states, regional Rocky Mountain Police or whatever. Okay, and this is what they're trying to turn it to, from 3,000, 3,500 down to, say, 50 battling behemoths that would be all militarily backed, if you will. Because where does the police force of the state of Utah stop and the National Guard begin? And we start to ask all kinds of serious questions. But what you literally do is violate the very principles that we were founded upon, sir.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're correct on that. And it is just more of this, what Abraham Lincoln warned us would happen in America, that we would never be destroyed from an outside enemy. You know, that brings up a lot of points right there. We looked and we saw the enemy is us. But we will never be destroyed by an outside enemy. If we falter and lose our freedom, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. End quote. And Lincoln looks more prophetic every day that America keeps heading towards this socialist agenda and this communist solution. And who was it? Nikita Khrushchev said that, y'all, you Americans think you're so smart. He said, one day you will wake up and see that you've actually embraced socialism. And sure enough, Sam, we're not waking up, but we are embracing socialism.
I know we're not waking up fast enough, I agree, but I've been encouraged over the last 5, 6, and maybe 10 years now where people are starting to wake up, though. You got guys like Carl Mankey, and you guys got people like Shelley, and you have people coming out of the woodwork standing for liberty in shocking ways and places and people, and I believe that there is an awakening. It seems slower than molasses. I get it. But it is indeed happening. Now, with regards to this shutting down of police forces or shutting down of you know, sheriff's departments, etc. Okay, Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn basically responds to this defunding and shutting down of police departments. He says this: it would be total chaos. Everybody would be on their own. I would say at that point that the Second Amendment would become the most important amendment in the world, Sheriff.
Yeah. Well, way to go, Sheriff Wayburn. He is really a good man, has a lot of common sense, and sure enough, he would be correct. Although, technically, it would not be the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment would also be pretty much destroyed at that point. It would be simply the armed people of America would be the thing that would be happening, that would be the logistical and logical response at that time. We're on our own. It's chaos. It's anarchy. There's no patrol officers keeping watch over us. You see, how this whole thing started was the people got together in the original colonies, and they already knew about the office of sheriff, and they said, we would like to have our communities protected. We have a right to protect our own property. Collectively, we have a right to protect our community. We'll hire a sheriff to do that for us. And now our society is so much smarter than that, that they can go off and say, oh, let's just defund all the law enforcement agencies. And what do they expect to happen as a result? For heaven's sakes, these people are so out of control. And yes, they're insane. And they're insane with this lust for power and to fundamentally change America. As if we created a huge problem because we had a constitutional republic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a couple of things you should know before the end of the hour. So not only is Governor Whitmer violating social distancing and justifying it, while Carl Mankey is going to court to try to be able to cut hair and keep his livelihood going, it's ironic as all get out. However, Joe Biden in the same scenario. So he was hiding in his basement for a long time. He's finally come out, and he got a chance to speak in Dover, Delaware. You want to know what the first thing he did when he got up to the pulpit there, Sheriff?
Take off his mask.
Roger that. Can he be doing that?
Oh, gosh. The guy...
Okay, but he's no different than Whitmer. Okay, this applies to we, not thee, if you will. I mean, this is nuts on parade. How can he take off his mask and do that? And how can he even speak? How many people did he speak to?
Well, I've had people at ticket counters and whatnot when I've been flying and stuff. So I literally said, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. You know, and these are somebody that has a very...
That's because everybody's talking behind masks voice. And you can't understand what they're saying, Sheriff.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak up a little bit and enunciate a little bit better. I can't understand what you're saying. And these reporters who do it with a mask on.
It's Halloween on steroids. It's like the whole nation's in Halloween right now. It's just it's just crazy town, man.
Some of them are pretty good at speaking with the mask, though. Some of them are.
Yeah. But, oh, boy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we need sanity. But here's the other deal about Joe Biden. You ready? Yeah. Biden says some Americans are just not very good. I'm guessing around 10 to 15% are horrible people. It's almost like the deplorable statement of Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden literally said, hey, some Americans are just not very good people. I'm guessing around 10 to 15%, he estimates.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's kind of correct in one regard.
He is, but do you say that if you're running for president?
Oh, no.
So, I mean, I get your point, and I understand.
What we said in law enforcement is 10 to 15% of the people commit 80% of the crime.
Yes, let me say it differently. I believe 10 to 15% of the people are bad, 10 to 15% of the people are phenomenal, and most of the people in the middle, 70, 75%, follow whatever leadership is in place.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
That's how I kind of put it.
On this shutdown, you know, about what I think the poll showed about 60% of the people supported the shutdown. I don't think that would be the same but still... people will accept another one if we start dying again. And that really concerns me.
Yes.
That concerns me big time.
It concerns me big time as well. And I would say this. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Understand the value of the county sheriff. Remember, sheriffs are elected. Police forces that are not the county sheriff, that are appointed police chiefs or whatever else, they have a different master. Ladies and gentlemen, be very careful as they try to remake law enforcement in America. It will go from bad to worse in a blink of an eye, Sheriff.
Yeah, it will. And I thought that this was going to be the real shutdown because I thought it was going to cause another depression. I thought that Trump was going to handle it more dictatorially himself. And I'm so grateful that he didn't. I really appreciate his leadership. And that he called them guidelines the whole time, that he stood for himself not to wear a mask. And he said, look, people need to understand these are guidelines. And I'm really considering what Kurt suggested, that I wear a Lone Ranger mask.
Amen to that.
It says wear a mask.
Yeah, good point. You know? Now, let me make one last point. The mainstream press is dishonest about Donald Trump. They said that Donald Trump said, hey, I think George Floyd's having a fantastic day because the job numbers are up. And then everybody's mocking him and going, how dare you mix the job numbers with the death of this man? The mainstream press lies and manipulates that, folks. It's fake news. President Trump didn't say that at all. He meant that George Floyd's having a great day because we're starting now to look at the abuses of law enforcement and work on stopping them. They took it all out of context and manipulated it. We'll drill into it on Monday, okay? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. For the good Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. Join the CSPOA today, cspoa.org. God save the Republic of the United States of America.